Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday. It is October 16, 2021. It is 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know, I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. Yes, they are based in Africa. They are in Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and I do have some members in the UK and Germany, and I do have an honorary member in India, Karam Batati. And I guess, you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. My home team, welcome to the show and the broadcast. And before I get into post-COVID-19, tribulation, and bank errors, and mayhem, you don't want to turn away from this particular episode. You want to hear what's about to be going down right about now. But before I do that, before I get into that, I want you guys to go to iHeartRadio. Tell your friends, family members to go to iHeartRadio.com. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, and click follow, so that you can stay up to date on all the notifications of the shows that be followed, scheduled. Also, at Spotify.com, you can find me on Spotify as well as Amazon, Amazon.com. Once you go to Amazon, use the same keyword, the Fierce Female Network, and the show will come up for you. As well, let me say this as well, while you're on Facebook, you know we say on Facebook all day, on Facebook, so listen, while you're on Facebook.com, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, when it comes up. Please do give the page a like. I would greatly appreciate it, and a follow. Now, listen. Listen, I'm going to put a few things in your ear and your understanding just while I'm on this episode. Just wanted to come on really quickly and talk about post-COVID-19 tribulation, bank errors, and mayhem. Listen. All right, so we're doing a lot better as a nation as far as COVID-19. Everything is a lot better. But listen, don't go at ease. Don't be at ease thinking that everything is fine and everything is over, because everything is not over. You do still have to remain safe. You do have to still remain diligent. But what you're doing, you want to make sure that you're staying masked up, staying everything sanitized. You do want to make sure you're doing that. But listen, tribulation is right behind it. On yesterday when I was talking about COVID-19 and I was talking about the different things, I was talking about be at ease when I was talking about COVID-19 on yesterday, and I was talking about the Delta strain and that there's something else coming behind in number three, and I was talking about the seven vials being opened up, and that there's different pandemics that's coming about on Earth. Now, listen, tribulation. Everyone knows about the book, the Bible. They know about Revelations. You know about 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, where it talks about tribulation, and so you do want to adhere to what the Bible is saying, because we are living in a dead time where we are living the Bible. You understand me? Understand me now what I'm saying. We are living the Bible right now, right here, right now. We are living the Word. Well, what do I mean when I say we're living the Word? The Scripture, what's in the Bible right now, the Scripture, we are living in that time period. You know, we call it the last days. We are in the last of the last days. You hear me? So we are in the last of the last days. We are living in perilous times. We are living in tribulation. There's a lot of tribulation that's going on. There's a lot of shortages. There's a lot of things that's happening. I do want to focus in again on technology. The other day when I was talking about technology, I want you guys to pay attention. I know that everybody, of course, watches their money. I know everyone watches their money, and this pretty much goes without saying. You know, no one has to remind anybody to pay careful attention about what's going on with your bank accounts, what's going on with your mail, your email. No one has to tell you to pay close attention, right? Well, listen, I want to tell you guys to pay really, really close attention. There's a lot of errors that's going on. There's a lot of bank errors that's going on. There's a lot of transactions that's going on that you may not even be noticing, And so when this show is about tribulation, bank errors, and mayhem. Now, listen, what I tell you, with the banking system, in the United States, of course, there's a lot of things that's going on in other countries as far as China, Australia, as far as banking. Of course, they have their different problems that's going on in that part of the world. But in the United States, I want you to really pay close attention to your bank transactions. Don't let anything slip by you. You may not even notice. It may be really small. It may be as small as a penny, as small as 10 cents, as small as 20 cents. You may not notice these transactions, but I'm telling you, you got to be careful and you got to pay attention to every single transaction. Why? Because something may be happening with your account that you're not paying attention to, and you got to pay really close attention. do this. Do this. I want you to do this. Make an appointment with your personal banker.
Mm-hmm.
Make an appointment with your personal banker. I want you to do this because it concerns your money. It concerns what's in your wallet. It concerns what's in your pocket. And it concerns what's in your bank account. I want you guys to make an appointment with your personal banker. And I want you and your personal banker to sit down and go over your accounts. Go. You need to do this. Matter of fact, you should have been doing this at least once a year, going through your bank account, taking a look closely at what's going on and how you can make some changes on things in your bank account, okay? In your checking account, in your savings account, in your retirement funds, in your 401k, your IRA, if you have investments, you need to take a look at what's going on. You really need to be paying attention as well to the stock market, pay attention to your stocks. If you do own stocks, pay attention. Pay attention to the stocks that's going up and ones that's coming down. Pay attention if you want to invest in something, you need to pay attention. Your focus right now, so I'm saying this on today, Saturday, October the 16th, I want you guys to really pay attention. Those that, especially Bitcoin, what's going on with Bitcoin, you know, and I'm not going to say that I understand a lot what's going on with Bitcoin and Christ, or the what they call it, the currency, the cryptocurrency. There's a lot that's going on with that. You know, I don't understand a lot about Bitcoin and all like that, but listen what I'm telling you. I want you guys that really understand what's going on with the stock market to pay attention. If you have funds, if you have an excess of cash, and you have cash that's investing in stocks, pay attention to what you got. Pay attention to what you got, what's going up and what's going down, right? So you want to be paying attention because you don't want a bear market to slip up on you. If you have, for an example, if you have stocks in Dean's, if you have stocks in Bryce, and you see a fluctuation that's going on and you're thinking that maybe you need to pull out, maybe you need to sell, you might want to do that. You need to pay attention. You need to pay attention because you may save yourself quite a few dollars. You know, but I want you guys to really zoom in on make an appointment with your personal banker and take a look and go through what you got going on. You may notice some things. You may notice, catch some errors. This is why I'm telling you to do this. You may catch some errors that you hadn't paid attention to before. Okay, so I want you to do that, to make that appointment with your personal banker to go through what's going on with your money. Pay attention to what's going on with your money. The fluctuation in interest rates, pay attention. If you have a mortgage right now, pay attention. Of course, if you have a fixed rate, that's not a problem. But if you have one of those balloon mortgages, pay attention to what's going on in general all across the board with your financial interest rates. Pay attention. I want you guys to do that because it is hugely, hugely important, and you may be able to save yourself some money, and you may be able to catch some things that you hadn't noticed before. I want you guys to take a moment. I got a word from my sponsor right now. This is BizCast.
Have you come up with a new business plan, invention, or project, but you knew in order to afford it, you would have to donate blood all over town until you passed out, or sell your refrigerator for scrap metal, or perhaps fished coins out of a local fountain nightly until you were 80? Come on, put down all those beer cans you were cashing in for coins and let us help you become successful. For the struggling entrepreneur, www.biz-cash.com. www.biz-cash.com.
All right, that's bizcash.com, biz-cash.com. I also have another word from a sponsor. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This particular business, now I know you guys are very well familiar with Twitter. You know, you tweet online, social media. I know everyone is familiar with Twitter and things of that nature, but I got something for you here. I want you to take a listen to this. Take a listen.
Tired of the bird censoring you? We finally got a new alternative. Get your Blast account now. The cool and safe way to update and express your opinions to your friends and families. All posts will automatically be deleted after 30 days unless otherwise specified. Download your Blast app now at www.blast.com. That's www.blzzt.com. Available for both iOS and Android.
All right, there's a new alternative to Twitter. It is called Blast, BLZZT.com. It functions and it operates just like Twitter. You go online and you can tweet. You can use the cell phone app. It's out for Android and iPhone. You can get it at BLZZT.com. You can try it out. The only difference is, as you heard in the ad, it deletes your post after 30 days. So 30 days, it is deleted. But if you don't want your post deleted within that 30-day period, of course, you can set your account for those posts or whatever you're texting about, whatever you're posting about, that it stays in your stream, it stays in your stream and your post. So that is, once again, blitz.com. It's BLZZT.com, BLZZT.com. Give it a try. You might like it. It's something just like Twitter, but it is an alternative. You can express to your friends what you want to say. You can use it throughout the day. You can use it. It's just like a, you know, it's a software that you want to try out. So you can download the app today, BLZZT. It's a new app. It's an alternative to Twitter. And so give it a try. You might like it. Just test it out. Try it out. It is available for iPhone as well as Android. And I want to get back to what I was speaking about, post-COVID-19 tribulation bank errors. Now, listen, let me put this out here. I am not trying to scare anyone. I'm not trying to give out information. There's something that sounds frightening. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to frighten anybody, okay? So, listen, what I'm doing is trying to help you to pay closer attention to what's going on in the earth today. When I say in the earth, of course, in the universe, I want you to pay attention to what's going on in the United States, right? So I want you guys to be more aware of what's going on around you. And we're not in a third world country. We're not in a third world country. But sometimes Americans have the tendency to not pay attention. You know, it is what it is. Americans sometimes don't pay attention to what's going on. It is what it is, okay? And so I just want you guys to really pay attention to what's going on in the financial sector in the world. Pay attention to what's going on in banking. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. If you have a mortgage, you might want to make an appointment. You might want to go in to make sure everything is on the up and up with your mortgage. Be careful. What I'm saying is be careful. Be careful. That's the only thing that I'm saying to you right now is to just be careful. Be careful with your money and watch what is going on with your transactions on a daily basis with your banking account, with your checking account. Be careful with your email. If you've noticed some changes in your email, you might want to tweak some things for high security. Yeah, and the only reason I'm saying this is because with security measures, I work a lot of different programs. I see a lot of different things. And security is at a, of course, all-time high. I know everyone knows this. Security is at an all-time high. I can't stress this enough. Security is at an all-time high. You need to have everything on lockdown as far as what you're doing online. I'm telling you, so you really do. You need to have it on lockdown. You need to be careful being on Facebook, being on social media, being on Twitter, Instagram. You really need to be careful with your accounts. People are hacking folks like crazy. I mean, it's just, it is what it is, and it's real. So people are hacking different accounts. You need to be careful as far as, you know, Facebook was down. It was an outage on Facebook, as well as Instagram had an outage as well. So you really do want to be careful with what you're doing online. You want to make sure you make an appointment with your personal bank and go in and check things out. You know, and just be careful with your shopping, with making transactions. Okay, just be careful. Just be careful. So up next, I got a little music that's coming. This is out of Australia. This is Chasing Dreams, Chasing Dreams. Take a listen to this.
Woo! Say bye.
Like a diamond shining, girl, I work it. I'm feeling vibes that I never felt before. I want your touch, come and give me some more. You're right, fire, you're feeling hot. I can see into your soul and I know I hit the spot. Lying next to me, feeling high. I can tell this moment will never be expired. Everybody chasing dreams. Ooh, the clarity, ooh. Everybody chasing dreams. Everybody chasing dreams, but I'm living my dream. I got
all right, that is Chasing Dreams. That is Dave Mahi. I do see I have a caller on the air. Area code 708. You're on the air. Area code 708. You're on the air. Hello. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Area code 708. You're on the air. Hello. All right, so folks, I do want to let you know I am just about out of time. I was going to say hello to the caller that's on the air, but I am just about out of time, and I do have another word from my sponsor. I was talking about the app, the Twitter app. It's just like Twitter, but it's called BLZZT. Take a listen to this.
Tired of the bird censoring you? We finally got a new alternative. Get your Blast account now, the cool and safe way to update and express your opinions to your friends and families. All posts will automatically be deleted after 30 days unless otherwise specified. Download your Blast app now at www.blast.com. That's www.blzzt.com. Available for both iOS and Android.
Well, right now you heard that. That is Blast.com, Blast. So take a look. It is BLZZT.com, BLZZT.com. The only difference between this app and Twitter, like I said earlier, it does delete your posts after 30 days. So if you don't want your posts deleted, you want to make sure that you set up your account so that your posts remain active, that your posts remain on your stream. So once again, you can download the app, try it out. It's just like Twitter when you're talking to your friends and your family on Twitter and you're tweeting. But this one, it is BLZZT. All right, now I want you guys to try that out. Give it a try. All right, now I am out of time. It has been a blast on today. And guess what? I'm going to be back on tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want you guys to tune in. Stay up to date on what's going on and all the different promotions. All right, now you all have a good night.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 Fierce.
She's woo. That girl from fierce. A West Side girl to a...